Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Dwight Lamb.
Yes, good morning to you also.
Dwight, you're going to be in Elkhorn next Wednesday, June 12th, providing some music with a couple of other people. And I want to talk about them, but before we talk about those other two folks, I want to talk about you and, first of all, the instruments you play.
Well, for the last 35 to 40 years, mainly my interest has been in the fiddle. My father was a fiddle player, as my grandfather, but we got interested in the music of a radio fiddler of this area, and after he retired off the radio, I looked him up and I learned a lot of tunes from him, and that's more or less what I'd been playing until I put a few Danish pieces on a CD, a fiddle CD I put out, a few accordion pieces on there, and they got to Denmark and they liked the Danish music, so since then I've been kind of going back to the button accordion for the last few years.
Isn't it interesting how music travels around the world and how you have ancestors from Denmark and now you're hooked up with these young people from Denmark. It's just a sort of an interesting connection that music makes. Now I want to talk about that accordion. I've never heard of a diatonic, how do you say
diatonic?
Diatonic accordion. How is that different than other accordions?
Well, basically, the way the keyboard is set up, there's just one row of 10 buttons on the one I play. And it's like a harmonica. When you push in on the bellows, you get one note, and you leave your finger on that same note, and when you pull the bellows out, it's a different note.
Uh-huh.
So you've got 10 buttons, but you have 20 notes on the keyboard.
Uh-huh. And it seems like, I'm looking at a picture of it, it's quite a bit smaller. I'm thinking maybe a little lighter weight than the accordions we usually think of?
Yes, it is, much smaller.
Now,
very few people play the one row anymore. Back when I was young, there were a lot of one-row players. Most now play two to three-row.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good thing you're around, Dwight, to carry on that tradition. When some of these things go away, and it's just so important to have somebody carrying that on. So now let's talk about the two people that you got connected with and a little more about how you got connected with them.
Well, there's a lady who ran the music shop there in Denmark, and when she heard these Danish pieces on the CD, she contacted this Meta Jensen. Actually, she contacted a guy by the name of Von Dahl Hansen. He's a folk musician over there, and she told him about it, and so he contacted Meta Jensen. She'd gone through the academy, folk music academy there in Denmark, and she was very interested in these folk tunes, and she recognized the music from the Vendsyssel area of Denmark, but she didn't recognize the player, and the lady said, well, you wouldn't because he's from Denmark, from Iowa.
From Iowa, yes.
United States. So they became interested, and Von Dahl Hansen emailed me, and we started corresponding, and these two Danish musicians were going to play a festival up in northern Minnesota the next year, and they contacted the festival organizer and asked him if he would invite me. So we met up there, and we found out that we played several of the same pieces that had come from my great-grandfather there in Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted, I said, well, I know a lot more of those Danish pieces. So then they came over several times, recorded a lot of the music, and so we got together, and they came over, and we did some concerts here, and they invited me to Denmark, and I did a few, and then we went back the next year and played that big folk festival in Tønder, which is southern Denmark, just north of the German border, the biggest folk festival in Europe. And so we got to meet a lot of people over there, and we passed around a lot of my great-grandfather's tunes that had been lost over there over the years.
Yeah, you've mentioned your grandfather and your great-grandfather several times. Let's talk a little more about their history, because that music was passed down from them.
Right. My grandfather came over here in 1893. That was my mother's father. And he sold his farm and came to live with my parents when I was 12. And he played the fiddle and the accordion, and he played so many Danish pieces. And I was interested in those, and I learned a lot of them. After the Danes got acquainted with me over here, and they found out, and my grandfather's name was Jerup, and that immediately rang a bell, because my great-grandfather, actually his name was Christian Pedersen, but he's a famous fiddler from the Jerup area, a little town in northern Denmark, so he eventually took the name the Fiddler from Jerup, so he changed his last name to Jerup. But when he did that, and the Danish people recognized that, then they were curious to see if I actually was an ancestor of his, which they found out. They got to looking through the old folk records, and they found out that I am, so then they really became interested in these tunes I had, and that's, and the Christian has written down, transcribed a lot of them, written them down, and he's going to put out a book, and he has over 50 tunes written down now that he is going to incorporate in this book that should be out this fall, hopefully.
Yeah, that's great to have that down. We're visiting with Dwight Lamb, who is going to be in Elkhorn next Wednesday night to play with Meta Jensen and Christian Buggy. Is that how you say his last name?
Christian Boga.
Boga, okay. And they played together, as I understand, for quite some time before all of these things happened that brought the three of you together.
Yes, they did. They actually went to school together and rode the same school bus, but hardly knew each other till they both ended up in the Folk Music Academy. And then they became acquainted and found out they played a lot of the same type of music, so they banded together and started this Christian Boga, and they play all over Denmark and all over the world now. But Christian, in 2011, was named Entertainer of the Year, Folk Music Entertainer of the Year there in Denmark. And Meta had that honor a year or two before that. So they're well known in Denmark.
You play with good company.
Yes, we do. I do, and I'm awful thankful. So thankful this all came about. I got to get over there and see where my grandfather was raised and the church he went to, and that's how it all started, and it's really been wonderful.
And there is a bit of age difference between you, and you say you're thankful that, you know, they've provided opportunities for you, but I know that they appreciate all of your heritage and what you're teaching them.
Yes, they do. They're really thankful that they run on to all of these old pieces, and some of them, now that they've found some of the older books dated back in the 1700s, they found some of these same tunes that I've been teaching them in the book. Mm. So they go back a long ways.
There's more than one way to pass that music on. The best way, I guess, is listening and learning it, but now some of it's being written down, so that's great, too. So this, as we've mentioned, next Wednesday the 12th at 7 p.m., at the Danish Windmill Outdoor Stage.
Right. A stage there, that's right.
Yes, yeah, so will these all be the older tunes, or do you mix some other newer?
I'm sure I'm going to ask them to. They asked me to join them over there. So I told them I would, but I think they should play some of their stuff first, some of the newer folk music from over there that's evolved in the last 100 years or so since my grandfather left. And then I'll join them, and we'll play some of my grandfather's old pieces, too, so people get to hear a little bit of all of it.
You bet. Now, as I understand, this is great dance music. If you're out there on the lawn and you want to get up and dance, you could do that?
Well, they sure could, you bet. Yeah. When we were over in Denmark, we played two or three festivals over there, and they just go crazy over these old Danish pieces, and they can really dance. It's really enjoyable to watch them.
And you mentioned you played at this really large festival. How many people?
I mean, we're talking, I don't know how many.
Thousands, right?
There's a couple of tents over there that are bigger than a football field.
Oh, wow.
They're monstrous things, and they fill them.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing. Whoever would have thought that this 12-year-old guy from Ottawa, Iowa, would be playing to hundreds of thousands of people?
It's amazing. It's hard for me to believe yet, and we're going back again in September. There have been so many of them want us to come back that we're going to go back and do it again.
Oh, that's wonderful. This great opportunity. So, folks in the area, you know, you don't have to travel to Denmark to hear all this wonderful music that hundreds of thousands of people are going to Denmark to hear. You can hear that right in Elkhorn next Wednesday, 7 o'clock, at the outdoor stage at the Danish Windmill.
Sure, invite all people to come because they'll sure enjoy it. There's a couple of fine musicians and really nice people, and they'd be glad to visit with you afterwards.
Okay, that would be fun, too. And we probably should mention there is a Danish hot dog meal available for sale. Other than that, it's a free will donation to participate in the concert. So come on over, and it would be fun to meet you in person, Dwight.
Yes, I'll enjoy that, too.
Okay, thank you so much for spending time with us and telling us about your music. Until next time, here's a thought. Music gives a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and life to everything.